Blog Talk Radio.
I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come surely, I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour, I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Block Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Block Talk Radio. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome our listeners to the service today, whether by phone or by web. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. We want to welcome all our new listeners and our new followers. Amen. Welcome to this ministry. Amen. Welcome to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. We thank God for you. We thank God that you are here with us today. And we don't take it lightly that you took time out of your day to be a part of the service here on Block Talk Radio. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson, and I just want to say thank you. I want to thank all of you for just being a part of the ministry. We want to thank all of you who support this ministry financially, and we just ask God to bless you 100-fold in this lifetime. And we just thank God that we know that our God is a God that's able to do all things but fail us. And we just thank him and give him all glory because he's worthy to be praised. At this time, prayer line, if you need prayer, you can press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. I'm going to ask that you only give your prayer request in the area that you are calling from. Amen. Because we like to know what part of the world we are touching with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because we are sharing the word of God. We are sharing the message of Jesus Christ all around the world, all around the globe. Amen. We are sharing the word of God to people all around the nation. So we give God glory and honor. We just thank God for media and technology. Amen. That we're able to do the work of ministry in a way that the world has never seen it before in media, touching the whole world. So we don't know who's listening. And so we ask you only to give your prayer request and your location because Voice of Truth is a worldwide ministry. And people listen all around the nation to this ministry. So we don't want you to put your business on Front Street. But if you need to talk to me personally, you can just inbox me there on Facebook, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. You can message me there. Just match that message button on the Voice of Truth Facebook ministry page, and I will get back to you. Amen. If you need prayer, you can leave your prayer request there as well, and I will lift you up in prayer. Amen, because we need to pray. We need to be praying all the time, continuously in prayer. But at this time, if you need prayer, the prayer line is open, and I will bring you in for prayer. You know, we ought to have a praise all the time. In everything, we ought to be praising God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We need to praise him all the time. We need to give God praise. Amen. I don't see anybody with a hand raised. We're just going to keep it moving. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come as humble as we know how. Father, we need thee. Every day and every hour, we need thee. Oh, God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will meet the needs of every person under the sound of my voice. Oh, God, we thank you right now that the need is already met, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I know some think that it's all about money, but some of these people on this line got plenty of money. They don't need money, but they may need love. They may need peace. They may need rest, God. But we ask you whatever they need, we ask you to provide it for them, oh, God. Because we know money suffices all things, but we also know that money can't buy love. It can't buy peace. It can't buy health. It can't buy deliverance. It can't buy healing in the mind, body, nor the soul. So we thank you right now for supplying the need, oh God. You right now. We call on Jehovah Jireh to provide, oh God. We thank you right now, God, that you're able to heal, to deliver, and set your people free, God, from whatever that's coming against them, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask you, Father, don't let them be blind by the darkness, oh God, but let them keep their eyes focused on Jesus, the author and the finisher of their faith, the true light of the world. Lord, we just thank you that it's already done, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We speak healing. We release the healing through the atmosphere, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We send it forth through the airways, even now, healing for the body, the mind, soul, and spirit of your people, oh God. We ask you to do it right now. Do it in the atmosphere, God, because you are the Alpha and Omega, God. We ask you to break that thing down that's trying to come against your people. Every spirit of infirmity that's trying to come and attach itself to your people, we cast that thing back into the sea of forgetfulness in the mighty name of Jesus. We command that thing to go back where it came from in the name of Jesus. We come against every evil spoken word, against the health of the people of the body of Christ. We break those words right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, that your people are healed and delivered and set free, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray that you will have, that they will have peace wherever they are right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because your word declares wherever your spirit is, there is liberty. And whom the Son is set free, they are free indeed. And I declare and decree that they are free in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I ask you to touch them right now from the top of the head to the very sole of the feet, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I cover them under the blood of Jesus. I ask you to cover their footsteps even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cover their minds right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them know you ain't going to lose your mind in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now because you are our help and our present help, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. We call on you, Lord, to come and to help us. Have mercy upon the people of God all around the world, even now, God. Oh God, hear our prayers, oh God, even prayers within our heart and the prayers that we whisper in our hearts, oh God, that we don't tell anybody, but you know and you hear the prayers of our heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, God, help us to walk straight and not lie on the straight and the narrow, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you right now, God, that you're able to keep us in these last and evil days. Keep your people from falling, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Guide them, protect them, provide for them in the name of Jesus. We give you all praise and honor and glory, God. We give this message back unto you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We pray that they will receive the word and be a doer of the word, not just a hearer of the word, but a doer of your holy word. Lord, we give you praise and honor and glory. We thank you that every need of every believer all over the nation has been supplied in Jesus' mighty name. It is so, and it is done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. For he is my shepherd. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. For the Lord is my shepherd. And the title of our message today is Because the Lord is my shepherd. Because the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. And the word of God reads, the Lord is, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture, and he leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. David tells us here in the word of God that the Lord is in care. The Lord, talking about the living God, the Lord God Almighty, is his shepherd, and he shall not want. And because the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not lack for any good thing if the Lord is your shepherd. Because if the Lord is your shepherd, he has everything that you need when the Lord is your shepherd. Because the Lord is your shepherd, you can rely on him to provide whatever you need, because the Lord is your shepherd. Because the word of God just said unto us, the word for the hour, is that whatever we need in this season, we shall have what we need, because he shall provide what we need. We shall not want. You know, we got to keep the faith and believe in our shepherd, the Lord God Almighty. We got to believe that the Lord can do just what he said he can do. You know, we got to make sure that we're following the Lord, our shepherd. We can't be following any other shepherd, any little g God, but we got to follow the true and the loving God, because he is our shepherd. When the Lord is our, I come to tell somebody that the Lord God Almighty is with you, and you shall have what you need. Whatever that need is, he shall provide it. You won't have to worry about it. You don't even have to think about it. You got to trust him to know that, even though I can't see it right now, but because he is my shepherd, he's going to provide whatever I need, because he's that kind of God. He's able to do all things for me, because he is my shepherd. I may have to wait a little while on whatever it is, but I know for surety, because the Lord is my shepherd, because the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. He's going to make a way for you, because he is your shepherd. Verse number 2 tells us, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and he leadeth me beside the still waters. He leads us in green pastures. You know, sometimes we think that if we go over into another pastor, sometimes we think that if we go up under another shepherd, that God didn't call us to be, that the grass is greener on the other side. And sometimes when we get over there on the other side, we realize that the grass ain't greener, but the grass is dead. Ain't no water flowing to the grass. The grass is dead. It don't have no life, because it ain't a good shepherd. But I come to tell somebody, if the Lord is your shepherd, you under the true shepherd, the living God. He is the true shepherd of his people, and he leads us in green pastures. He leads us in a place of abundance. The word of God tells us abundance
will we have when we know that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want? He's able to make a way out of no way for us if we believe. The Bible tells us in Psalms 36 and 8, and they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of his house. And thou shalt make them drink of the rivers of his pleasure. In other words, he's going to have an abundant supply of everything that we need because the Lord is our shepherd. We ain't going to be without. Our land will not be dry because in his pasture, in his house is many mansions. In his house is the abundant supply. In his house is the river of living water. In his house, he got food enough to feed all of us. In his house is what we need. In his house is rest. His grave pastures in the house of the Lord. We got to follow the Lord. I wonder what shepherd are you following? Because if you're not following the true shepherd, there's drought in your house. There's lack in your house. But when you are following the living God, the true and the living God, when the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. Because he is your shepherd, you shall not want. There's abundant supply. Ain't no lack in God's house. Whatever you need, he's got it. But we got to stay within the sheepfold. We got to stay with the true shepherd. We can't listen to other voices telling you ought to leave that shepherd. You ought to go over here. You ought to go over there. You ought to go over in the world. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't listen to those voices that are not of God. The Bible tells us that Jesus said that his sheep know his voice. Do you know the voice of the living God? Do you know the voice? He's trying to lead you into green pastures. He ain't trying to lead you into a land of famine. He's trying to lead you into a land of plenty. Oh, God, we just thank you right now because the Lord is our shepherd. It don't matter what's going on in the world. It don't matter about the gas prices going up. It don't matter about the food prices going up. It don't matter about the eggs going up. It don't matter about the milk going up. It don't matter. Because the Lord is our shepherd. We're going to have what we need. Don't be get fearful and not want to go nowhere and don't want to buy this. I can't buy this. I can't buy this. It's too high. I can't buy this. The gas too high. I'm going to stay at home. I ain't going to stay at home. I'm going to ride. Because the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. We need to put that in our mind, body, soul, and spirit. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's going to leave me in a place of green pastures. He's going to lead me in abundance. Even what's going on in the world, it's going on in the world, let it go on. That don't mean it's going to go on in my house. You got to look at it that way. You got to say, I don't care what's going on in the world, but it ain't going on in my house because the Lord is my shepherd, as David said, and I shall not want. So whatever I need, no matter if the stock market falls, no matter whether I got a job or not, whether they give me a pink slip or not, whatever God has for me, it is for me, and I won't have it even if the world ain't doing nothing but what it's doing right now, sending out all kind of stuff to pray for fear so that you'll be afraid that God will not supply for you. That is not a truth. God is your shepherd, and he will supply for you. You can have the abundance of all the things that God has for you, even in these last and evil days. We got to trust God because he is our shepherd, and we shall not want. He has promised us that in the word of God, in his house. It's the fatness in his house. In other words, it's plenty in his house for you and for me. We ain't going to drink nothing. See, we're going to have a real deal. We're going to have the rivers of living water. And he's going to give us the river of his pleasure, the things that he has for us. Now, he ain't got nothing to do with what's going on over there. Whatever going over there is going over there. Don't worry about what's going on in somebody else's house. You got enough of your own to worry about. Worry about what's going on over here. Stay within the body of Christ. Do not go outside of the sheepfold. Don't go outside. Because the pastures is green over here in the Lord's house. Now, if you go out there in the world and you go up in the devil's house, oh, it's going to look good. It's going to sound good. It's going to sound all those things. But it's not gone. It's going to dry up. Ain't gonna drive, ain't nothing. It's just fake. So we gotta stay in God's house because the Lord is our shepherd. He's gonna lead us in green pastures. He's going to lead us in abundance. We'll have abundant supply of what we need. We got to trust in the Lord because he is our shepherd. Verse 3 tells us, he restores my soul. He leadeth me in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. He will restore us where we are weak. He will restore our soul. He will strengthen us. He will take care of us. He will lead us because he is our shepherd. He's always with us. He's always go before us, and he guide us in the way that we should go. He will lead us into the green pastures. He will lead us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. If we're not on the path of righteousness, then we're not with God. We're in the wrong pasture. We're in the wrong place. We're supposed to be on the path of righteousness. Time will be restored. I've got to be on the path of his righteousness and holiness. He's going to restore me in that place. He's going to restore my soul if I follow his voice and no other voice. He will lead me. He will guide me. He will take care of us in the good time, in the bad time, in our down. He will provide whatever we need because the Lord is our shepherd. We got to be on the path of righteousness. We can't be on any other path. We got to stay on the path of righteousness so that God can restore us. When we're weak, he will restore us. He will heal us. He will build us up. He said, when you are weak, man of God, when you're weak, woman of God, he said, I will restore you. I will be your strength because I'm your shepherd. You know, a shepherd never leaves his sheep, man. It always leaves his sheep in the path. And even if some try to get out of here, we're talking about shepherds, they'll take their rod and they'll push the sheep back into place on the right road, then the right path, so they won't stray away. Because there's some wolves out there. You know, there's some wolves out there that's trying to get to God's people, trying to get to the sheep of God, the people of God. You know, the Bible tells us there's some wolves in sheep clothing, and they trying to get into, and they trying to climb into the sheepfold in a way that they can't do it. That you can't come in that way. You got to go through Jesus. You got to go through Jesus. And so we got to get it right. We got to know because God is our shepherd. And we're on that path of righteousness. And because he is our shepherd, everything that we need, he has already supplied it. And for his name's sake, he keeps us on the path of righteousness. There are many paths in this world, but they're not the path of righteousness. Because see, on the path of righteousness for his name's sake, you can't do anything you want to do. Because you want to make the Lord's name, you want to glorify his name for his name's sake. He protects his people because of what his name says. When we say we belong to God, God protects us because of his name says. He provides for us because of his name says. Because we belong to him. And because the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not be without. We shall not lack for any good thing. He's going to keep us. He's going to restore us. He's going to heal us. He's going to deliver us. We serve the Almighty God. That's the kind of people. That's the kind of God that we serve, people of God. You know, we got to have that faith in God to know that because he is our shepherd, it may not look like it. It may not feel like it. It may not feel good. But we know that the God that we serve is able to deliver us and heal us for his name's sake so that the power of God can be revealed to our enemies. Because we serve that kind of God. He's able to do all things but fail us. What a mighty God we serve. He said, yea, though I walk. David said, look, yea, though I walk, hey, through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now, here David saying, a man of God, he said, I walked through the valley. I don't know about y'all, but I've been down in the deepest of the valley. And David says, yea, Lord, walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. Well, why David ain't fearing no evil? Because he know that the Lord is his shepherd. You got to know that because the Lord is your shepherd, yea, though you walk in the deepest of the darkness of the valley, that your God is in the valley with you. You see, David knew that when he walked down in the valley to defeat Goliath. He knew that God was with him. Said, well, how do I know that I'm down in the valley? Well, you're down in the valley when you got more bills and you got money. You're down in the valley when you get a pink slip from your job. You're down in the valley when people hate you for no reason. You're down in the valley when people try to sabotage you and set you up and set traps for you. You're down in the valley. See, you're down in the valley when your husband don't want to act right, when your wife don't want to act right, your children don't want to act right. And as Papa was saying, the dog don't want to bark and the cat don't want to meow. We are down in the valley. When you're down in the valley, don't nothing seem to be right. You're trying to do things right, and it seems like you're trying to do something wrong. It looks like something always coming at you when you're down in the valley. But I come to tell you that when you're down in the valley, the Lord thou God will hold your hand. The Lord thou God will talk to you down in the valley. When you're down in the deepest of the valley, God will show you his light. God's presence will give you peace even down in the valley. The valley experience, many of us will go through the valley experience, and those that haven't been through the valley yet, just keep on living. One day you're going to go through the valley, because the valley is where you learn who God is. It's down in the valley when you learn that God is your shepherd. It's down in the valley when you learn that God is able. It's down in the valley when you learn that God is God all by himself. It's down in the valley when you learn that God is able to do all things with failure. It's down in the valley when you know that you'll never be forsaken, because God has already made a way. Down in the valley, God will show you who he is. Down in the valley, God will deliver your soul. Down in the valley, God will show you his healing. Down in the valley, God will make a way out of no way when it seems like it's no way. Down in the valley, God will lead you to a place of rest. Down in the valley, God will deliver your soul. Down in the valley. But we got to trust him. And because he is our God, because he is my God, because he is your God, you can be sure that everything that you need, you shall have and you shall not want. If you just hold on to God's unchanging hand, when you're down in the valley, you got to reach for his extended arm and hold on to God's unchanging hand. Down in the valley, when you're down in the valley, you got to listen to the voice of God. When you're down in the valley, when everything seems like it's going wrong, but you still got to trust in God. You can't have no fear. You got to trust God. Down in the valley, you got to have faith to see the impossible. Down in the valley, down in the valley of the shadow of death, you cannot fear no evil, for thou art with you. The living God is with you down in the deepest of the valley. You got to believe it. You got to be like David. You got to believe God. And because he is your shepherd, you got to realize that God is a God of his word. And God will never fail you. He will never forsake you. He will never leave you. He's always with you. He always goes before you, no matter what. You're going to win this, because the Lord is your shepherd. And you shall not want. We got to make sure that we're following the voice of the living God in the valley. We got to follow him in the valley.
That's how we get to know who he is in the valley. David knew God because he had been in the valley and because God was with him in the valley. He said, I didn't want, if I can paraphrase it, I didn't want for anything. The Lord strengthened me. He gave me the victory over Goliath. That was in a valley. When David went down to fight Goliath, that was in a valley. And David was a little boy. And some of us, the giants over us, they seem real big. They big. And we seem small under them. Don't you feel defeated? Because the Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not want. Don't be afraid of your enemy when they rise up against you. You know that your God is bigger than any giant that can stand up against you. David was a little boy when he was down in that valley facing Goliath. He was a little boy, and he had no fear down in the valley. Why? Because he knew God to be a deliverer in the valley. He knew that God would deliver him. He knew God was showing the way. He knew God would fight for him. I come to tell you that God will fight for you in the valley. You ain't gonna starve. He gonna feed you in the valley. That's the kind of God we serve. It ain't what it look like, and it ain't what it feel like. Because the Lord is our shepherd, people of God. And he will take care of us. We are in the last and evil days. And people of God are being attacked everywhere all around the world. Well, some are going through on jobs, just out and about. People are coming against you, trying to run you off the road. I had somebody the other day trying to run me off the road. I had somebody trying to run me over. I never lived over in my lane. And they literally did it on purpose, too. But I had to pray for them. Ask the Lord to bless them. When things come our way, and when the enemy rises up against us, if we are truly who we say we are in God, and if the Lord is truly our shepherd, and we are truly serving Jesus, and we are truly on the path of righteousness, people will rise up against you, people you don't even know, and those that you do know, and your family, sometimes your children, sometimes your husband, sometimes your wife, your church folks will rise up against you. You be in the valley. People are in the valley because their family put them in the valley. You better ask Joseph. Joseph was in the valley because his brothers put him in the valley. Family. I'm not saying not to love him, but love him. But know that God, if my, let me get into this, if my mom would say, that raised me, you better feed him out a long hand of spoon. Because God wants us to stay in that place of abundance. He wants us to be in that place of peace. He wants us to be in that place of happiness. He wants us to be in that place of rest. So when we have things that come into our life that cause division in our home, in our life, in our marriage, in our ministry, that's not God. And even though we love our family, even though we love others, we have to sometimes feed them with a long handled spoon. Continue to pray for them. Continue to love them, because God called us to love all. Not some, but all. Not all four and no more, but he called us to love all. So we have to choose to love every day, because the Lord is our shepherd. But he wants us to know that he's able to do all things but fail us. Even though we're going through whatever we're going through. David was going through the valley. That's how he learned how to fight. That's how he learned how to war. That's how he learned how to pray, because he was down in the valley. Because the Lord is his shepherd. Lord, the Lord thy God, the living God, will teach you how to fight with his word. His word will comfort you. His word. His word will heal you. His word will deliver you.
God will deliver you. You shall not want for any good thing. You got to believe it. If one door closes, God will open another door for you. That's the kind of God that we serve. He said, we shall not want. That means anything. If we will seek him, we got to seek the true and the living God. And we cannot walk in fear. We cannot let our fears overcome us. We got to trust God, because that's the way the enemy's going to come. He's always going to come with fear, and he's always going to bring you something that you like. He'll never bring you what you don't like. He's going to always bring you what you like. He's always going to come with fear. And as the prophet would say, he ain't going to come and say, hey, I'm fear. He ain't going to do that. He's going to come many ways. It's going to be the same game, but different people. He's going to play the same game. And if you pay attention, and if you where you are, need to be with God, you will see it's the same game. It's just different people. Or it came a different way. Fear came another way. It didn't come this way, but it came another way. So you'll be afraid. Don't be afraid to go out your home. Don't be afraid to get what God is telling you to go get. Whatever he's telling you to get, he's done made a way. Do not be fearful. Do not be afraid. Do not walk in fear. We got to live out our faith. We got to live out our faith. We got to trust in God. This journey is about faith and trusting in the living God. When we're in the valley, and you're going to always be going through something, but you got to know that God is able to deliver you from it. That's why the Bible said, many are the affliction of the righteous, but God delivered them out of them all. Even though you may be in the valley, you shall not want. Even in the valley, God will make a way. And I've been down in the deepest of the valley, and I can tell you that God will deliver you out of the valley. They thought I was going to come out of there, but that ain't what God said. I was coming out of there. I didn't know the day nor the hour I was coming out, but I came out for the glory of God and for his name's sake. God is able. I want you to know that he's able. You coming out. And you coming out for the glory of God. And he said that, let's read the other part of verse 4. And for thou art with me, he's with you. Everywhere you go, God is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You know, the enemy comes in and he wants to get you off focus. And a lot of times he do that with a lot of stuff. With people mistreating you, people coming against you, just like I was saying about the person I'm all over on in my lane. Ain't have no business over there. That two lane, that person way over here on this lane. And so we have to thank God because he goes before us. You know, and I thank God for that because God went before me. He knew that was going to happen. But he didn't let fear set him. What if I had got fearful? I could have lost control of the car. I could have ended over in the ditch. I got pushed off the road because that's how close they were to me when they came over on that lane. And I had no fear. And that's because God was with me, because the Lord is my shepherd. I didn't have no fear. But if I had got fearful, you know, sometimes we do stuff, and we do stuff out of fear because we're afraid. I've been there, done that. Because we get fearful. God don't want us to walk in fear. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So we got to walk in the soundness of God's mind. And we got to walk in his peace. And we got to walk in his love. And we got to walk in his power, because we have power and authority over the enemy. You start pleading the blood, they're gonna move, they're going to flee, because they don't want to hear the blood. When they come to torment you, when that spirit come to torment you, that spirit of intimidation come to intimidate you, to make you think that because they are giant, they over you, don't you be afraid. You start pleading the blood. Watch that devil flee. You don't flee. Start pleading the blood. Start covering yourself under the blood, because the Lord is your shepherd. You can do that. Because the Lord is your shepherd. You can speak his word. The enemy going to flee when you speak the word, because the Lord is your shepherd. You can speak his word and save your life by the word of God. You can tell God, I just prayed your word. If you don't know no prayer, you say, well, I don't know how to pray like that. That's all right. Pray his word. Because he
He will perform the word. He performed the word. If you don't say the Lord is, if you say this, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want, he's making me to lie down in green pastures. If you say that and that's your prayer, God hears that, that's his word, what he going to do? He can perform his word. He's going to perform his word now. Now, we can pray word of prayer, but David said, the Lord is my shepherd. And because he is your shepherd, I can pray this. I can pray this scripture right here. I can pray. I can pray them every day. God will perform his word. So we got to get it right. We got to know that because the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. No matter where we are in life, we have to follow the true shepherd. We got to follow God, the living and the almighty God. We got to follow him, and we cannot fear. We must know that he is always with us, that he will comfort us, that he will keep us, that he will provide for us, because he is our God, and we need to trust him to do just what he said he can do. God is a God that will defend his people. He makes provision for his people. He leads his people, and he blesses his people. Our God. We are the body of Christ. We are the flock and the sheep and the houses of God. And he's our shepherd. He's our God. And God loves his people. We got to listen to the voice of truth when it speaks. Because see, he be trying to lead us from destruction. He's trying to lead us from the trap. He's trying to provide for us. When he tells us to go in a certain place, he's trying to get to us what we need. That's why he said, because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Well, we have to go where he's sending us to go to get it, because he will do it. And I've seen him do it. I see God can do some miracles. But we got to trust God to do it. And know that God is able wherever the shepherd is leading you. Have you ever seen sheep? They follow the shepherd. And so we got to follow the true and the living God. We got to stay on the path of righteousness, because in his house is everything that we need. We shall not want when we are in his house. When we are in his house, we have what we need. When we're in his house, we shall not want. When we in the house of God, we got to follow him. Jesus is our shepherd, and we are God's people, and we need to hear the voice and be led by him and follow no other voice and serve no other God. He goes before us every single day, but we must follow him, and we must know his voice. We got to follow him. We should not run behind any other little G God that called itself a shepherd. But we got to trust in the living God. He is your shepherd, and he cares about you. He cares about what you care about. He cares. And we got to learn to talk to the Lord. We got to learn to be honest with God. Because he already knows what we need, so we just have to pray and talk with him. He is a good shepherd, our God, the living God, the Lord God Almighty. He's a good shepherd, and he's always and forever with you. He's always and forever in love with you. He is always there for you no matter what. We got to trust him. We got to believe in his word. And no matter what comes our way, we got to know that our comfort is in him. His word will give us comfort. It'll give us peace in our souls. And then the word goes on to tell us, let's read, let's see, verse 5, and thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Goodness and mercy, it says, to follow me. So we have to realize that our God has prepared a table for us in the presence of our enemies. And no matter what we go through, and no matter how dark it may get, we have to realize that the Lord is our light. And we have to realize that he's our salvation. And we should not fear. Whom shall we fear, the word says, when the Lord is our shepherd? The Lord will be your strength in your life and of your life. He will protect your life. Whom shall you be afraid of? Don't worry about your enemy, because God has prepared a table before your enemy. The Bible tells us not to worry about the wicked, your enemies and your foes that come to eat up your flesh, and that you may stumble and fall, because they're going to stumble and fall. He says in the word, though a host shall encamp against me, against you, my heart, your heart should not fear, because the Lord is your shepherd. And though war rise up against you, in this I will be comforted, is what David said. One thing I desire of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Because David knew he was in God's house, and everything that he needed was in his house. He said, and I will inquire in the temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his provision, and in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, and he shall set me up upon a rock. We got to believe that God will lift us up above our enemies all around us, and he will give us in his house, in his tabernacle, sacrifices of joy. And we can praise God as David praised God. And you can read that in Psalms 27. Amen. To God be the glory. We got to know that God is able to keep us, because he's our shepherd. And he has prepared a table for us. And at the table, it's plenty for us. It's plenty. It's more than enough at his table for us. But for the enemy, they're going to see you with the abundance of the blessings of God. In his presence, we have the abundance, a fresh anointing, the overflow of his blessings. The overflow of God's blessings are coming to the body of Christ all around the nation. An overflow of his blessings is coming to the houses of God, to the people of God, his flock. The blessings are going to overflow in your life. You stay on the path of righteousness, and you keep trusting in God, and you keep believing in God, because you shall not want. He preparing the table right now, presence of your enemy. And it's going to happen so fast, you ain't going to know how you got there. It's going to happen just like that. Trust God. To know that he's able to get you. And I don't care who all around the table. I don't care how many enemies surrounded by the table, around your table. God is preparing a table before them to let them know that he is God and that he is your God. And because he is your shepherd, you shall not want. You ain't going to want for a thing. Trust God. Trust God to heal you. Trust God to deliver you. Trust God to set you free. Trust God, knowing that he's able to do all things for fail you. God got you. You got to believe in God. You got to trust in the Lord and know that God is able to watch over you in every day of your life. Every day is a good day in the house of God. Every day is a good day. And God watches over you day in and day out. As long as you stay in his pasture. As long as you don't go outside of the sheepfold, people of God. He's our peace. He's our safety. He's our security. He's our defense. He's our resource. He is our rest. He is our peace. Because he is your shepherd, because he is my shepherd, I can lay down and rest at night. I can have peace.
troubled world. And we just pray peace over the people of God that surpasses all understanding. Don't go outside of the sheepfold. Don't go outside of the pastor. Stay in God's house. The grass may look greener on the other side, but it ain't. It's a trick of the enemy. God is with you. God will protect you, and God will show you favor upon favor. He's preparing that table for you even now. You got to believe God. And it's going to overflow, going to be pressed down, shaken together, and just running over. Just running over. The oil is just flowing with abundance. You got to receive it. It's just flowing. Whatever the enemy is planning against you, this oil right here ain't going to dry up because it's from heaven. It's overflowing the abundance of what God has for you. And we got to know that we're not going to go hungry. We're going to have clothes on our back. We're going to have shoes on our foot. We're going to have transportation. We're going to have gas in our car. We're going to have food on our table because the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want, because he shall supply whatever we may need because he's a good shepherd. And he feeds us spiritually, mentally. He keeps us physically healthy. He takes care of us. He provides everything that we need. It's in him. It's in his house. No matter where we are right now in life, we cannot fear. We must trust God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and spirit, because the Lord God Almighty is your light, my light, in whatever darkness that we are experiencing right now. The Lord God is, and he walks with us. He'll talk with us. He will hold our hand, and he will bring us through whatever we are going through. He will give you strength for the journey, but we must follow the Lord. We got to follow him. We got to communicate with God as David did in prayer. We got to praise him. We got to talk with God. Instead of taking it to people that can't help us, we got to talk to God. We got to pray unto God. We got to read and study his word. We got to stay in his presence. And we cannot go outside of God's pastor. We can't go outside of the house of God because it's not greener over there. Have you ever heard of people leaving because they think it's greener on the other side? They lead a family. Men lead a family sometimes. Women lead a husband because they think the pastor was greener on the other side. But it wasn't. It wasn't what they thought it was. They had more over in the other pastor than they did when they got over there, because it looked like it was good, but it wasn't good. So we got to realize that when we're in God's house and we're on the path of righteousness for his name's sake, and because he is our shepherd, we shall not want. You are not alone. The Lord God is with you. We got to trust God when we're in the valley and when we're on the mountaintop. We got to trust God to lead us out of the valley to the mountaintop. We got to trust God for our deliverance and our healing in our lives. We got to trust God. And the word tells us, and it says, behold, I am with you, and I will keep you in all places where you go, for I will not leave you. And that's in Genesis 28:15. It says to us, because the Lord is our shepherd, he's with us, keep us in all places, no matter where we are right now. Wherever you go, he goes with you, and he will not leave you forever. He will never, ever leave you nor forsake you. And then verse says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We got to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. His goodness and his mercy shall follow the body of Christ, because he is our shepherd and he is our God.
It says, all the days of our life shall God's goodness and his mercy follow us. All the days of our life. And David said, I will dwell. I don't know about you, but a lane will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We got to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, because in his house, thing that we need. Because the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. Amen. Because the Lord is my shepherd. Y'all make it personal. Make it personal. Because the Lord is my shepherd. I'm not talking about just me, but you say it personally. You know, say it out loud. Speak it out loud. Say it to the person. You're sitting next to somebody right now. Say, because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Say that and continue to say that and let it manifest in your life, because the Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. David made it personal. So we want to make it personal, because we're supposed to have a personal relationship with God. Because my God, the living God, is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Amen. Don't be fearful. Know that God is with you. Amen. We thank God for the word of God today, because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. To God be all of the glory. I want to do the invitation at this time. Amen. If you don't know the Lord, I want to encourage you to say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I believe that you lived, died, and rose again just for me. I repent on my sin with a godly sorrow. I believe that you lived, died, shedded your blood for me. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. And if you said that prayer, I want to encourage you to hit me up on Facebook or hit anybody up on the Wild Team, and we will get back with you. Amen. We want to thank God for every soul that's saved. We thank God for every need that has been met. And I got to say, let me say a short prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because you are our shepherd and we shall not want. Lord, we thank you right now, God, that every need is met of every person under the sound of my voice and those that come back in the archives. In the name of Jesus, the body of Christ. Lord, we ask you to demonstrate your power through the man and the woman of God. We ask you to demonstrate your power in the work of your people, oh God, that you have chosen to do a mighty work, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you right now that every need is met. In Jesus' name, amen. To God be all of the glory. We thank God for every soul that's saved. Amen. He's able to do that. When you come to Jesus, you become your Savior and you receive everything that you need. Amen. And you can hit me, as I said earlier, on Facebook, Force of Truth, and you can just mention me there. Amen. I'm going ahead and do the VOTO announcement. On Sunday, we have 1 hour of power. First hour is Prophet Martha Williams, a pathetic corner from 5 to 6. Voice of Truth is the second half of the hour of power from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord from 9 o'clock p.m. to 10 o'clock p.m. with your host, Pastor Joseph, and Apostle Prophet Yvonne Ryle. And then on Saturdays, we have Stay Calm by Hearing Ministry with Elder Ezaniel Bursa Askew at 3 o'clock p.m. We want to encourage you to get connected to these ministries and stay connected. We want to give you the opportunity to give. We want to encourage you to do that. And you can go to each Facebook page, and you should be able to find out how to do that. And you can also give here on Block Talk Radio as well. We want to encourage you also to be a supporter of the ministry and become a Wild Partner for an offering of $25 or more. If you want to do that, you can hit up any of the ones I just gave the name to, and we will tell you how to do that. Amen. We got to hurry up and get out of here. She is counting us down. If you have not purchased my ebook, The Heart Reflection, we want to encourage you to do that. It's only $2.99. You can purchase that on Amazon.com. Amazon.com or Goodread, amen. To God be the glory. We want to thank you in advance for doing that, amen. It's going to bless your soul. We're going to go ahead and do the benediction now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you, fall into prison with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. We thank God for you today. We give you all, God, all praise and all glory for the word. And we just say, amen. God, go before you and be with you all the days of your life. Let his light shine upon you, that God may see his good work, that others may see his good work in you. Meet us here next week at the same place at the same time here on Block Talk Radio at 6:30 p.m. Be blessed. We love you.